Hey sis, welcome to Beyond the Military Podcast, where faith-led military women overcome burnout and create more balance. Just imagine having enough time to focus on your faith, family, and have more fun while still serving as a woman leader. In this podcast, you will walk away with the tools to help you navigate the busy life of a military woman, organize your mind, overcome overwhelm, create a prioritization playbook, and a balanced blueprint for integrating faith, family, and career. Yeses in that order. Hi, I'm Wendy Ray, woman of God, wife, mama of two, Army veteran, and certified life coach. And I'm here to help you create a life of meaning outside of the military, a life of laughter, joy, and intentional free time. If you are ready to overcome burnout and create balance as a faith-led military woman, sis, this podcast is for you. So loosen up your laces and grab your coffee because it's time to step into freedom and peace. Hello, ladies, and welcome to episode 70. I am so happy that you're here, and I am not only super excited about today's episode, but I'm just so happy to join you with our special guest, Dr. Patrice Carter. And before I introduce her, I just want to say that I really hope that you not only fall in love like I did with her at very first sight, and for you, it'd be just at first listening, because not only is her voice beautiful, but also everything that she has to share and just, you know, being around her presence is everything. So I hope that you also are able to watch this video. It will be in the show notes, and that you are ready to take notes, that you have grabbed your coffee if you're at home or at the office, or if you're in the car, just enjoy listening to what Dr. Patrice Carter has to say about her journey and everything that she's learned with the God-given goals that she has not only achieved, but also continuing to pursue and just continue to share to the world, which I think that that is what makes us not only stronger and continue to encourage others around us to continue to aim for God's kingdom and share all of the glorifying moments that he continues to give us. But honestly, just to continue to share that and spread that wherever you are, either at work, either with your families, or just at the coffee shop. So I hope that you're ready. And before she gets to bless us with her message and all of her wisdom, I'm going to give you guys the bio that I request upon having them here as a guest. So this is what Dr. Patrice has to say. She lives in North Carolina, and she is married to the love of her life, fellow business owner, and retired Army veteran, Dalton. And she is a bonus mom to their son, Miles, and daughters, Destiny and Desiree. She is a proud military spouse and a U.S. Army Reserve veteran. She is a CEO of Breakpoint Coaching, LLC, and a board-certified life coach. Through her company, she and her team certify and train Christian life coaches, and Dr. Carter mentors life coaches and entrepreneurs who want to scale their own practices by adding e-courses and life courses. Dr. Patrice is also a highly sought-out after speaker and the author of Superb Women, From Bad Girl to God's Girl, and 65 Ways to Be Successful in Business. Dr. Patrice has 30 years of combined experience in entrepreneurship, military, and healthcare, and holds 3 degrees, a PhD in organization and management, MBA, MSA in healthcare, and a bachelor's in management. And today, I want to introduce you to Dr. Patrice Carter.
Hey, welcome. Guys. Thank you so much. Oh, Wendy, you're amazing. And I'm so excited to just be here with you in this moment. And shout out to all the audience members, and a hoo-ah to all our fellow Army Reserve. Yes, thank you.
Yes, 100%. And thank you for taking the time. Again, you have a lot going on, but I know that everything that you're doing is coming from a place of intentionality. And that's one of the things that I really love about you. You know, since the very first day we met at the coffee shop in Fayetteville, and, you know, I am just so blessed that I was there at the right time with the right people, because I have learned so much from you, not only from the coach perspective, but also from the Christian background that you have, and kind of like your life story. And, you know, everything that you shared with me was not only genuine, but also very vulnerable, to the extent that, you know, it helped me kind of share that with others as well. So I want to thank you for just opening that door and allowing you to be yourself in a time where I was struggling, in a time where I didn't know, you know, where I was going in my Christian journey and my faith journey. And I think that being able to meet other women that have struggled, right, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, really helped me kind of expand and really see that there is a possibility to help others and lead others in a way that we maybe never thought about, you know, especially coming from a leadership perspective, right, in the military. And that's what I would love for you to share with us. But before we get into all of that, I also want to highlight that the book that I mentioned here, The Superb Woman, From Bad Girl to God's Girl, is an amazing, amazing material for you to go grab. The book that you want to kind of want to start off, even if you have no idea where you are in your faith, because, I mean, as you heard the title, the subtitle, From Bad Girl to God's Girl. And I think that that is, you know, the foundation of where I kind of started exploring more into the word versus just sermons or just kind of hearing what others had to say, because I think it's very important for us to have at the beginning this guide to help us dig deeper into the word. And you did that in a very fabulous job, Sister Patrice, because it really showed me what I had in my mind. And being that I'm a coach, right? Like I do this with my clients. I help them explore what's going on in their minds. But for me in that moment, I didn't have a coach that was going to help me explore that in that level. So there's questions in there that are going to help you reflect. There's areas on there that help you kind of journal where you're at currently, regardless if you're married, single, or mother. So highly recommend that you check that out. And of course, that's going to also be in the show notes. But yeah, it's just a great book. And Dr. Patrice, I want to, you know, start off by asking, you know, what really started this passion for your Christian coaching?
Well, I mean, this is just like, if I'm having a rough day, I need to come back and watch this recording, because you just like, been so kind and complimentary. I'm like, oh my God, I just don't even feel worthy of that. And it was love at first sight, guys. When I saw Wendy, she was standing in line, wasn't even paying attention to me. And you're just so beautiful and polished. And even now that I know you, such an incredible soul. And I was just like, I want to know her. Like, and I literally said, who are you? Like, let me introduce myself and tell me about you. And then to find out that we're fellow coaches, fellow military spouses, fellow veterans, I'm just like all in. I'm a total fan. Okay. So what happened to put me on this path is that, one, I know how it feels to be lost, and that ties into the coaching and the book and everything. And to be in a space where you don't know how you're going to come out, and there doesn't appear to be any help around or any coming, and how I was early in my walk with Christ. And so I didn't know him intimately in a way that would even cause me to lean into fully who he was. So at the moment that at the time of writing this book and coming into coaching, I was coming out of a 5-year period of healing. And so I was healing from a suicide attempt. I was healing from having been adulterous in a previous marriage. I was healing from just depression, so many things. And God was taking me on this 5-year journey of helping me to fall in love with him. And as importantly, fall in love with myself, because my self-esteem was just in the trash, and my confidence and all that. Like, I just didn't have it. And it wasn't that I wasn't raised to have those things, but you know, we just get lost somewhere along the way and stay lost. Mm-hmm. And so when he brought me to the end of that 5-year period, I'll never forget, he positioned me in the house where I'm sitting now. I was single, and I had finally mastered holiness, which we know is not having sex with people outside of marriage that are not your husband or your spouse or your wife, if you're a male listening, and really letting Jesus be your husband and be that love of your life. And so I was sitting at the table, had just come back from the officer basic course, and the Lord said, I want you to write this book. And I want you to write a book on the Proverbs 31 women. And I was thinking, what a yawn fest. Like, there's so many books already about Proverbs 31 women at Lifeway, at Family Christian. Like, you could just throw a rock and hit a book on Proverbs 31. And so he said, but no, I want you to tell your story and tell all the, like, spill the tea. So everything I've shared with you guys about where I was, how I was living, he said, I want you to give the details, and then I want you to tell them what I did for you. and then write it in such a way that they have to do work within themselves to unearth, uncover, and bring forth that same healing that I gave to you. Essentially, he said, I want you to show them how to get home, and home is where he is. So my passion is that I didn't want anyone to ever feel like I felt, to remain lost when there was a way out and there was another side to all of this. And I just really love, when I say love people, especially women, because I feel like that is my predominant ministry. I want to help them heal. I want to help them grow. I just want them to have everything that they deserve and that they're passionate about, and getting on purpose and staying in purpose and not being waylaid by that in any way. That is my life's pursuit. And so now with the coach, not only do I get to coach people around that, really I train coaches to help other people do that, to get to where they need to be. So now it's more about, not so much about life coaching individually, it's about discipling other coaches so that they can be positioned like you and I are to help the masses.
I love that. I love that. And, you know, you touch on a beautiful point. You know, we forget who we are as just women on this broken earth, but then we also forget where we come from, right? Like who created us and who our real husband is, right? Not our earthly husband, but our father and Jesus and, you know, what we're here for. And I think that when we do forget, right? And it's not that we do it on purpose, right? And, you know, for all of you ladies that are listening in now, you know, there's just so much that we have to go through every single day. There, the attention that is needed from us. And, you know, this is why I love talking about this and have created this platform, because there isn't people reminding us that we can slow down, that, you know, not to lose focus of where we come from and what we're here for. Instead, you know, society and culture have kind of like wired us to think that there's a thousand other things that we need to be doing to kind of feel worthy or be worthy. Yeah. And I think that, you know, based on your story and kind of where you've been, the journey that God has taken you through has helped you kind of where you're at now. And I think that many of us, I think, have felt guilty at one point in time where we're like, well, you know, I have to serve as a leader, right? I am committed. And, you know, that's, you know, nothing to take away from that. But also, I think for me, I became guilty when I'm like, okay, well, what is it outside of the military that I'm doing to not only continue to serve God, but also to continue to empower others and lead others in a different way? And I didn't have an answer because I didn't, you know, quote unquote, didn't have the time, but I really didn't make the time for that. And I think that for you, it was, you know, the journey that God took you to kind of really push you to make the time and really encourage you to say, hey, this is what I need to be doing because that's what he wants me to do. Mm-hmm. And how will I use that to continue to, you know, lead other women into his word, into helping them see that it's just not about your career or not just about being, you know, that mother figure or the wife. It's more than that. And, you know, Proverbs 31 does a beautiful job in, you know, showing us that as well. And I think, like I said earlier, the questions that you ask and, you know, allowing us to pray when I think, I can't remember exactly what page, but, or what chapter, you're like, you know, if you need to take a moment to, you know, ask the Father or pray about it, you know, you need to do that first and, you know, then come back and write it down or draw the picture, you know, things like that, or paste the picture here. So I think that that's, you know, I love how it started with you. And, you know, also for our listeners, you know, it may not start off that way, right? It may not start off with you going through this rough journey right away, but it may start off in a different way, maybe in your marriage, maybe in your career, right? Maybe you didn't get the opportunity to serve as that commander that you wanted to be, or the career that you thought you were going to have when you transitioned. Maybe it's not going that way. So maybe you need to take a moment, need to take a knee and reevaluate. And I think that, you know, for you, it was now, or it is now, through Christian coaching and having this program to help other women do so as well, because it's hard out here. You know, we feel alone. We feel this sense of not belonging sometimes because of, you know, everything that we've gone through, especially in the military. And then when we're out, we're like, who are we? Right?
Yeah. I think we lose that sense of identity.
Yeah, go ahead.
We lose that sense of identity. And you had so many incredible points because you said how we forget who we are. And so I believe that that has that's multidimensional in that statement. That statement is multidimensional. And what I mean by that is when we get to the place that we're on the other side, like now we're on the other side, we can forget that we were once ratchet. I was ratchet, not you. I'm speaking for myself. I was a mess. Which is why he had to take me on a 5-year sabbatical, personal sabbatical, because I was a mess. I was a wreck. And so with that, having said that, I'm not, how dare I get on the other side? Now I'm on the healed side and now I'm, you know, balling out, you know, putting quotations. Now I don't want to go back and get somebody else because now I'm better. You know what I mean? So then I think there's that mentality. Then there's a mentality of those who they did go through the process of healing. They are on the other side, but then they don't want anybody to know how bad it was, how bad they were, or how what they struggle with. Maybe they struggle with perfectionism. Maybe they struggle with bitterness. Maybe they have some unforgiveness or regret. And so I think we tend to, the society makes us want to hide the negative and always put forth this perfect face. And you know what I mean? Like we've got it all together and that is not true. And it doesn't help other people when we do that. And so I think if you don't stop and deal with yourself, yourself will stop you and deal with you. You know, God will stop you and deal with you. And so
that's good.
We'll hit a wall in whatever that place is. And so it's not like you said that we're all in a pit. Some of us just, we're always elevating. We're always growing. But if you negate that season of growth, then you're really not ready for where you can't ever get to the fullness of who you are and what you're supposed to be, what you were put on this earth to do and what you're supposed to be doing if you don't stop and pull over. But that guilt is real. That guilt is crushing.
Very true. And, you know, with that, how did you, because I know you started like with coaching first. You're like, okay, I'm going to be a coach. And then you started coaching other, you know, soon to be coaches and they got certified. But now it seems like you've taken your journey to like a whole nother level. Can you share with us like what is it that you're doing now with the certification?
Okay, so I was a Christian life coach or a practicing Christian life coach for about the first 7 years. I've been coaching now for over 13 years. And then around year 6-7, I got my Christian life coach certification. So I was doing it uncertified up until like the 6th or 7th year. So then I got my certification and that was about 6-month certification process. And I came out as a professional certified coach, which is the first step. And then the day after graduation, I was literally at my desk talking to the Lord about, okay, what are we doing next? And I thought I was just going to transition the types of clients I was coaching. So I felt like my target market or woman was changing. But the Lord said, no, you're going to have a Christian coaching school. And I was like, shut the front door. What? So it's not outside of the realm of possibility because I actually, my PhD is in business and I've been in education academia. I've taught in academia for the college courses for the last 14 years. So it made sense that I would put a course together in a sense, but I just didn't know he would gift that to me. And so at that point I developed a curriculum. I put it out on social media. I shared, hey, I'm going to be mentoring 5 coaches. I'm going to be giving it, sowing it as a seed. If this is something you feel the Lord has called you to do, message me, there's an interview process, and we're going to start this date. So I developed a 12-week program with the help of the Lord, Holy Spirit, and took 5 coaches through. They graduated. They gave me feedback, so I used them as a beta group. And so that was 4.5 years ago, and now we've graduated well over 50 coaches. So then not too long into the program, we became board certified, so I had the program credentialed to lend credibility. And also to set us apart from other coaching organizations that were doing similar work. And also just so that the coaches could aspire to and have a place to grow to. So with that, in getting the program credentialed at the board certification level, I took and sat for the board certified exam and I passed that last year. So yay, I'm excited about that because I think we should lead from the front. So I don't want to raise board certified coaches, but I'm not a board certified coach. So that was huge. And then from there, we developed the e-course. So we took the live courses where we were certifying coaches and developed e-courses. So now we've expanded our services to be able to certify coaches, both live instruction through Zoom and a virtual space that's video-based and self-paced and mobile-ready. So that all happened in the last, you know, 13 years. And then this year, coming into this year, the Lord said, you're going to shift. because I have a faculty that now teaches for me. And so with that, he said, I want you to be a mentor, other life coaches. So just like before, I was a life coach and there were, you know, there weren't a lot of me around. I didn't meet a lot of coaches at the time, life coaches. So I felt like he was using me as a bit of a pathfinder. So then beginning to certify and train other coaches was a way to help multiply what God was doing in my life. And so now that he blessed me to master that, then now I feel like he's saying is, okay, then now that I've taught you how to develop a certification program and how to multiply your services and your offerings, now the next level for me is to mentor other life coaches who want to scale their practices to do the same. So they may be a life coach who's currently coaching individual clients or group coaching, and they want to develop their own certification program, or they want to develop e-courses and don't know where to start or how to start. And so that's the place that I am now, is mentoring other coaches. They don't necessarily have to be Christian focused coaches or Christian focused in their approach, but we do have to have some level of agreement because there's just a certain standard or guideline that I want to maintain at breakpoint.
Right. Well, first I want to say congratulations on everything. Your program, your certification, your board certification. I mean, congratulations. It takes a lot, you know, to really get to one thing and to the next. But I think that, you know, when you have really obeyed and listened to what God wants you to do, you know, it's a big step. Because, I mean, I'll raise my hand right now. I know there are things that, you know, God kind of like showed me before, revealed to me that he wanted me to do. But I was like, I'll just kind of see, maybe, you know, I need to wait another couple months. Or, you know, great example with this podcast, right? At the very beginning, I felt like I needed to do something with my faith, right? I needed it to be my faith needed to be involved, but I kind of felt like Moses, right? Like, God, I'm not, you know, made for this. You know, I'm still an early, you know, Christian, and, you know, baby Christian, kind of how I used to classify myself. So, you know, kudos to you, and, you know, to God be all the glory, because it takes a lot of courage. I will say that. So, you know, you getting to where you're at now, it takes courage from this end, you know, the earthly, yeah, you know, view, but also, you know, the willingness that you had, because now you're sharing this with more women, and you've multiplied it now to, you know, many women across the country, across the world, because it's virtual. And, you know, given the tools that you have and, you know, what you've demonstrated to these women, I think is honestly a huge step. And again, another reason why I admire you so much is because you are so connected to, you know, doing what he wants you to do for everyone else on this earth, for the other women that, you know, he wants you to touch and connect, and, you know, help them connect with other people that are going to possibly even serve, you know, his kingdom. So again, I'm just so grateful that you're here with us sharing all of this stuff. And, you know, so what would you say? I know you mentioned that one of the plans that you had within your business, or the strategy that you guys took, was to make your coaching certification stand out. So, like, what would you say makes it different than other coaching certifications that are out there, especially if you're a Christian woman?
Well, I just want to say you are crushing this podcast thing. So you were built for this. I know you know that by now. So that's just FYI. And I love how you shared that you were early in your faith when you began to share your faith through the podcast. But that's what we need. So again, I just want to just admonish you and affirm you that you are just spot on, because everyone needs to know that we start somewhere, and we can take what we have at this moment in time and make it something beautiful and grow it on the run. And you have just nailed it. And so with that, I want to share that we actually certify. You're welcome. We don't just certify women, we certify men and women, and that we are international. So we have certified coaches all the way to Canada and the entire, you know, eastern part of the United States and western part. So we're thankfully global. God is just blowing my mind with that. So that's one thing that sets us apart. Is the first thing is that we're Christian focused, we're faith-based and uncompromising and unapologetic about it, because I feel like so many people tend to hide their faith. But the Lord said to me clearly if you don't include me, you won't have a business. Like, I felt him so clearly say that to me in my spirit. Without me, you will not have a business because I am your business. And so we're Christ-focused. We are board certified and credentialed. So we're credentialed at the board certification level. So when someone comes through our program, they automatically graduate as a professional certified coach, but they are now at that point eligible to sit for the board certified exam once they complete 30 postgraduate hours of coaching. So they can immediately go to the next level in a very short period of time because of our credentialing. And the fact that we're credentialed sets us apart. So to me, that is a hallmark of a great coaching school, is that they have some type of credentialing and ethics in place. We have a full staff of all Breakpoint graduates that are amazing in their own right. So they're all coaches, speakers, published authors, pastors, counselors. So they have a huge wealth of knowledge, entrepreneurs, six-figure success earners. So with that, we have a fully dimensional staff that we can, that is well-rounded to be able to help support our coaches in not only learning the skill of coaching, but when they graduate from our program, they own a fully functioning coach business. And so we teach them that. We're industry specific. And then also with that, we're multidimensional. And so even more so multidimensional. And what I mean by that is I don't just offer life coaching or life coach certification. We know we've shared that we do now offer mentoring services, but we also offer group coaching. We teach other coaches how to develop their group coaching model and then how to present that and how to coach successfully and skillfully as a group coach. So we have multiple courses that, you know, we've developed to help coaches be better. And that's really my ultimate desire outside of the Christian focus, is to be a leader in the coaching industry and to be a standard, to set a standard for excellence in coaching. And so constantly trying to perfect that and perfect our methods and be a subject matter expert to other coaches.
Love that. And, you know, it's really, I think the whole part of you mentoring them kind of like along the way and being able to walk them through like all those phases, because it's hard, right? It's hard to start anything new, anything that hasn't really been established or really used or experienced by anyone else other than yourself. So, you know, I think that you're doing a fabulous job with that. That is one of the things that, you know, I think every program, every, you know, thing that we get certified in or educated in, you know, to kind of give us that additional resource of, you know, how do I get there and, you know, where do I begin type of thing? Because, I mean, yeah, there will be different ways that we do things, but I think for the most part, there's like this, you know, takeaway from each industry, right? Like you should, one, really understand what coaching is and, you know, what it really means to other people, how you're helping them. You know, I think that that would kind of like be the foundation and then, you know, you add to that. But, you know, I just love everything that you're doing. And I'm, again, just so happy that you have, you know, taken the time to not only spend time with us, but share with us kind of like your story, your background, and, you know, where it all started. And, you know, as we're closing out here, I just want to ask you one last question. And, you know, what can you share with our listeners that has helped you stay grounded and focused on getting these things done, right? Because most of our listeners right now are possibly struggling with burnout or possibly struggling with overwhelm, frustration. You know, there's so much going on. They want to find a way to help them still be committed to their careers, or just, you know, committed to them being a mom, a wife, a woman of God. But there's also this one thing that they're yearning, that they are desiring to do, but there may be this obstacle in the way, right? So what can you teach us and share with us that has helped you kind of stay focused on what God has, you know, showed you that he wants you to do for him? So what would that be?
That's a great question. I think the very first and foremost, most important thing is to sit with yourself. And I know that everything in your life says, don't do that. Don't take that time. But the one thing I do every morning is I get up before anybody else in my family. I know you do. I don't know if you're still doing it. I haven't seen it lately, but you would get up at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. and do CrossFit. And I'm like, this chick is a rock star, because I'm not getting up at 4 or 5 in the morning to go outside and do frog jumps in the driveway with kettlebells. Like, so kudos to you. But that's what we should be doing, is that thing that sets our heart on fire. So for me, I get up and go downstairs. I make a cup of coffee, or I'll read my devotional. I'll pray. I'll just sit with myself. And I work out now, you know, with a friend virtually. So you've got to take that time to be still for just you. So if that means getting up before everyone else, or staying up past everyone else being asleep, so that you can have that space in your own head to hear your own thoughts, then that is, to me, key. Outside of course, sitting and talking to Jesus. But let's say you're not faith-based. Let's say that's not your wheelhouse. Then get with yourself. And then the next thing is to determine what it is that you really want. Like, be honest with your heart and ask your heart, what does it want? What does it desire? If you could be anything, what would it be? Who would it be? Does your current life align with that desire? And also knowing your values. Coach, when you'll know this, like a values assessment, determining what are your top 5 to 10 values, and then assessing your life and looking and seeing, do my decisions personally and professionally, parenting, relationship wise, personally, do they align with my values? Because if they don't, then you're going to have some misalignment, and you're going to have frustration and discouragement. So doing a values assessment. And then once you've done those things and you've sat with yourself, then being bold enough, courageous enough, and brave enough to begin to take baby steps, or even gigantic leaps, towards that life and that thing that you desire. It could be just as simple as researching, doing research on whatever the thing is that you want to do or be or pursue or heal. It will look like a conversation with your family, you know, letting them know, or someone, maybe if your family's not supportive, because sometimes we have energy drainers and joy stealers. So getting with someone like Coach Wendy, who's going to be supportive of just sitting and listening in that space and giving you and telling you, hey, you have permission, and giving yourself permission to pursue. And then every day, just live out that desire one step at a time until it is fully manifested. And when I say manifested, I mean become evident in your life. But you're going to have to be bold enough to live for you and stand up for you and not let anything snatch it again. So I've been that person who didn't cheerlead myself, or I wasn't a safe place for myself. So you have to begin to first
love that.
Be a safe place for you. Yeah.
I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that. So ladies, I hope that you caught that. I hope that you do the 3 steps, which, you know, the first step is to be still, be with yourself, and really take note of what's happening in your brain, and possibly even pray about it. And if you're a faith, and step number 2, just really see what your values, if you are aligning everything that you're doing, you say that is valuable to you. And if you are, great. If you're not, then that's kind of a place for you to kind of check yourself and be honest as well. And step 3, to be, you know, like you said, in a beautiful way, be bold and, you know, have the courage to start taking, even if it's small steps, you know, go for it. Because at the end of the day, you know, God has given you a piece of the puzzle to, you know, be here and not only serve, you know, in career wise, but also to serve him as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Patrice, again, for all of your wisdom and just your presence, and allowing our listeners to take a little bit of what you have to share and possibly even use it, you know, effective immediately. So thank you again. We're so happy that you joined us. And listen, if you're tuning in for the first time and this was the first episode, I want to welcome you to tune in to others that I have posted already and published, but also to come back and listen and tune in with us on Wednesday, as we're going to be talking more about how to continue to do what you truly want, even when we don't think there's enough time. So thank you so much. And I hope that this episode has blessed you and encourages you to take small steps into what you truly desire. All right, ladies, have a beautiful rest of your day. Bye. Hey, lady, if this podcast helped you, challenged you, or inspired you in some way, please leave me a written review for the show on Apple Podcasts and share it with another military sister. Helping you integrate balance, prioritization, and growth in your relationship with God is my ultimate calling. I'm so blessed that you are here. And please join us in the Faith-Led Military Women community on Facebook at bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. Again, it is bit.ly/beyondthemilitarygrp. All right. Talk to you soon. Bye.